Some of the ways that you can train for stress is to visualize your paper targets as an assailant when you're at the range. Build muscle memory through repetition, like we've talked about. Dry fire practice is an excellent way to build muscle memory. Make sure your firearm is unloaded. All ammo's in another room, nothing in the gun. If you have a semi-automatic, you're going to clear the chamber once, twice, three times. Make sure that there's nothing left in the chamber. And you're going to do a visual inspection and maybe even a tactical or a tactile inspection with your finger in there. Make sure that chamber is empty. Then you can practice dry fire. And all that is pick a spot on the wall. Maybe it's a wall outlet, maybe something else. And slowly squeeze that trigger till you hear it go click without moving the sights. Once you've got your sights aligned, keep them aligned. The trick to shooting is to be able to be smooth in the trigger pull. You want to squeeze that trigger just until it goes click. Then the gun will recycle. If it's, you know, if you are at the range firing live ammo, your gun will recycle. So you're going to recycle it here because you have no ammo in the gun. And then you're going to let the trigger up. You're going to be holding it back after it goes click. Let it up until you feel another click. That's trigger reset. And then you're going to squeeze again until it goes click. Recycle the gun, and then click again. And you're going to practice this a few hundred times so you get the idea of squeeze and then reset. Squeeze and reset. Don't take your finger off the trigger in between your shots. You're just going to reset the trigger. And you're going to find you're going to be able to shoot much faster and you're going to be more accurate if you master the trigger. 90% of the reason people miss their shots is because of crappy trigger control. And we'll talk more about that in a little bit. But dry fire practice is excellent. That's what you want to practice over and over again. Have somebody time you and shoot for defensive accuracy. Defensive accuracy is if you took an 8.5 by 11 piece of paper or an 8-inch paper plate and rested it from clavicle down to about your sternum. So that is the target area, or what we call center of mass on the target. You want to balance your speed with accuracy in that you're going to shoot as fast as possible and keep all your shots on that paper. If you go off the paper, slow it down and bring your shots in. You got to be, we have a saying that you have to be smooth before you can go fast. So you got to slow as smooth and smooth as fast. So once you can do this, and you're going to learn that you can build up speed at this point once you're keeping all your shots on the paper. If you're shooting real tight groups on that paper, speed it up. You can shoot a lot faster. The shots should be all over the paper, not just centered in the middle. Although if you're shooting for marksmanship or target accuracy, of course they're going to be a tighter group is better. But we're not talking about that for defensive shooting. You want your assailant to walk through a wall of bullets. So you want to put as many rounds downrange as you can quickly to stop that threat. And you want to continue your education, as we'll see on the next slide.